Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas? How's everybody doing today? Are you feeling good? What's up, everybody around the world? Are you listening? Are you ready to get some good information? I got a show today dedicated to the homeless, and we have some interesting topics to talk about. First thing I want to say, we need to contact all the senators and all the candidates that are running for congressional office to let them know that they need to put the food initiative on the ballot so that the casinos and the restaurants can stop throwing away food. They need to give the food to the homeless agencies and let the agencies give the food to the homeless. That's what we need to do. So we need you all to call and talk to the senators and the candidates and let them know that that's what we're interested in. Because the casinos and the restaurants produce more food in Las Vegas than they do in a lot of the states around the country. Because we have a lot of people that come to Vegas and they go to the casinos and then they go eat in the restaurants, and the casinos prepare a lot of food. And any food that they don't sell, they throw away. So we need to talk about that all the time. Now, there's also an organization called MEANS. M-E-A-N-S, MEANS. And if you're a charity, you need to contact MEANS, and you can get some food from them to give to your agency. And then your agency can give the food to the homeless. That's what MEANS does. It provides food for a lot of the charities so that they can give food to the homeless. Yes. So that's MEANS, M-E-A-N-S. So contact them and find out how you can register your charity to receive food to be given away to the homeless. All right. Donald, play the drop telling us where all the homeless people can get food to eat in Las Vegas. Well, while we're waiting on that, you know, they have a lot of churches in Las Vegas that give away food and clothes to the homeless. And you can find the churches located in the south on Washington Boulevard and then in the north up to Harris Avenue. And on the east is C Street, and on the west, it's H Street. So between those four streets in that area, they call it Church Row. There are a lot of churches that are located in those areas, like City, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams. All of these are streets that have churches on them. and all of the churches are giving away food and clothes from 10 o'clock, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday and Thursday, and on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So if you're homeless or you need clothes or you want to get food from the churches, you can do that on those days, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, at between 6 and 8 in the morning. So tell anybody that you see that's homeless, that's looking for food, or they're looking for clothes. All right, Donald, can you play the drop announcing all the locations that we that feed the homeless in Las Vegas?
I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities, and they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
Well, all right. Yeah, that's information for everybody in Las Vegas for you to be able to go and get food or clothes so that if you're homeless, you can get services from the city. Also, there's a clothing store called Marty's Mart that's located down the street from the Stratosphere Casino. It's located on Main Street, and it's open from 10 in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening. And you can go in there, and if you need a shirt or a pair of pants or a pair of shoes and you got a little bit of money, you can go over there and get what you need. And even if you don't have any money, because they work on donations, but if you don't have any money, then you can still go and tell them that you need certain things, and they will help you out. Because their clothing store is based on the Reformation Lutheran Church on St. Louis and 6th Street in Las Vegas. So the church is the one that sponsors the clothing store, and the people there will be very happy to help you if you need some help. If you're needing a jacket or a shirt or a pair of pants or anything like that. Like I said, they work on donations, But if you go in there and you don't have any money, but it's getting kind of cool out here now, you may need a jacket, you can go in and get a jacket from them. They'll be glad to help you. That's what they're there for. Okay, now it's my pleasure to introduce two people from the Hydrating the Homeless, HTH, and I have the guest on the line. I understand Teresa and what's the other person? I'm sorry, I can't
Charles.
Remember the name. Is it Carl?
Charles.
Charles. Can you hear me?
Charles, yes.
Yeah, Charles.
Okay, Charles. Yeah, welcome to my show. I'm very glad that you guys took the time to come out and tell us about your organization. So tell us a little bit about what you do and where you're located and for my listeners.
Great,
so
great.
First?
Yeah, I'll start off. We're a local group of people, and it's real simple. We're spreading awareness about homelessness in Las Vegas. As you're well aware, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. And so we're just out there to raise awareness. One of the things we do is we collect bottled water for throughout the city. We have certain drop-off locations where you can drop off bottled water, and then Teresa and I and our volunteers, we head downtown, and especially on hot days and at least once a month. I know it's not it's every day that they need water, but we get out as much as we can, and we're down there handing out water and meeting people and trying to see other things we can do to help these folks. And that's kind of the long and short of it. Our next event is on the 10th. We'll be outside of the new homeless courtyard down there, so we'll be out there set up with ice cold bottled waters for anyone who needs it, and anyone who wants to donate, they can find us on Facebook and donate 5 cases or more, and we'll send someone to come pick it up. There's a couple of drop-off locations we have now. There's one on Tropicana and Rainbow at 595 Crafting Kitchen. You can drop off bottled water there any time of the week, and we'll come by and sweep through and pick it up. We've also been getting in touch with a lot of the police officers. We had a meeting with Northwest Area Command. Their officers are going to start carrying around cold waters in the back of their cruisers. This is a lot of thing that people don't know. Northwest Area Command, that's kind of out by Lone Mountain, so there's not quite as many people out there, but it's a start. Another thing we're working on is they're going to start having cold bottled waters at fire stations throughout the valley. So someone can come up, they don't have to show an ID, all they can do is come up and ask for some water, and they can get it there. So there's a lots of things we're doing, and we're excited about it. So anyone who wants to come out and join us or bring water, we also collect small personal items, female hygiene products, stuff like that. We'll do some socks. Socks is very important. That's a huge thing. You know, people are just on their feet all day long. They got to make sure their feet are taken care of. So we'll take small stuff like that. Any larger items or a lot of clothing we usually take, and we'll drop off at the rescue mission. So we will take it. We're not going to turn away anything, but we focus mainly on just keeping people hydrated. You know, that's the necessity of life. Without water, you can't live. So everybody deserves to have, cold water. So we appreciate you having us on, and that's kind of the gist of it.
Okay, well, that sounds very informative. Thank you for giving us that information. Let me ask you, you said something about a homeless housing project. Where is that located?
So they recently opened up. It's basically they bought out, for the city has bought and purchased a lot of the places. It's on Four Master, the corner of Four Master and Las Vegas Boulevard. So They've opened up a little courtyard there where folks can hang out. They can come in. They have security there. It's a safe place for where women can be, so they don't have to. They can relax without having to worry about, you know, some of the things that are going on out there. They have porta potty set up. We drop off water to them on a regular basis. We just had one of our volunteers from Real Water just gave us 2 pallets, which is almost 1,500 bottles of water that we dropped off down there. They have certain services. They have computers down there, so if you need to get online, and you know, a lot of these folks are having trouble getting their light driver's license and IDs. There's folks there that can help you get coordinated. They have a little storage area where if you have some personal belongings, you can temporarily store them. They also allow, if you have a pet, you do have to have a cage. But if you have a little crate, you're allowed to bring your animal in there so you can be in there safe with your animal. It's a little safe spot there. We're working to organize with another nonprofit to have them come down once a month and do free medical services, just basic stuff, maybe some vaccines and just some diagnostic stuff, just so these folks can get some you know, medical care that they need. But it's recently opened, yeah, right on the corner of Foremaster and in Las Vegas Boulevard. So there's going to be a lot of great stuff going on down there. So we're looking forward to it.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. In fact, I think that's the city camp that they opened up right behind Catholic Charities, if I'm not mistaken. That's the location on Foremaster, right between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, but they even though, sorry to cut you short, even though they're open, though, they need a lot of help down there. They need water, all the water they can get, and they need a lot of support down there. They are open, but they're looking for help of any kind. So there's Tammy is the organizer down there. Anyone that wants to reach out to her, they can get some more information on you know, stuff they need. They're actually talking with us now about possibly offering some classes, maybe some like educational classes, just basic stuff to, you know, help people get their ID and, you know, places to go. Like you were saying, we can reach them out to you so they can know where to go to find food. And they're talking about doing maybe some yoga classes or just something to, you know, give these folks something to do. Right now everyone's just kind of sitting around and staring at each other. So any activity in there is, you know, anything to raise the spirits. You gotta, you know, it's hard being out there, and as I'm sure, you know, a lot of you know, it's a rough life, and not having a place to rest your head is, I mean, that can really cut down your self-esteem, and it takes a huge effect on people. So
yeah, well, I understand that. Okay, give us a minute. It's time for us to pay our bills. So hold on and let us play our commercial spot, and then we'll be back to you in a minute. So Donald, play the song, and then play the commercial spot.
are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. We have two guests on the line, and they're giving us information about Hydrating the Homeless, an organization they work with that helps bring water to the people on the street. And they also have talked about needing some help. They need people to volunteer to come out and help them with maybe some activities in the city camp. They're looking for maybe somebody to do exercises, to do computer help, to do yoga, to do a lot of activities with the homeless people, kind of helping their get their spirits up, because when they're down and out, they kind of get depressed, and they need somebody to help them raise their spirits and become more active, involved in the community. So we appreciate that information that Charles left us, and we wanted to ask Teresa. Teresa, are you on the line? Are you still with us?
I am. I'm having a hard time hearing you, though. That's why I'm so happy Charles is on the line.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what we can do on our end to turn up the volume so that you can hear us. Maybe I need to talk a little louder or something on this side so that you can hear what we're saying. But I wanted to ask you, Teresa, when I talked to you the other day, you said something about going to a medical facility to get medical attention, and you said that they work with the homeless people and that they can help them provide some medical assistance to the people that are in need.
Yes, it's called First Person Care Clinic, and it's on 4th in Charleston. You know, if you if you're low income, if you don't have any insurance, and they will definitely help you with medical attention.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. And that's located on 4th in Charleston, you said?
Yeah, it's. I'm going to jump in real quick just in case you can't hear. But, yeah, it's 1200 South 4th Street, it's a nonprofit medical clinic, and they charge based off of a sliding scale. So it's for, low-income, underinsured, or uninsured. If you don't have insurance, then they can help connect you with places to get you insured. They charge based off. So if you make a certain amount, you pay this. If you make a certain amount, you pay this. So it's really makes it affordable. They got, it's all primary care, and we have dental as well. So if you need dental work, you can go in. And if you absolutely have no income, or you're totally have nothing to your name, then we have funds down there that can help you as well. So it's a great little spot. We have one location there, and then we have another location up in Henderson, so right off the 95. So it's definitely worth checking out. It's a growing, we're serving about 100 patients a day right now. So it's 100 people that weren't getting help before are now getting help. So.
Oh, well, that's excellent. That's very good
to hear.
And they have a location in Henderson?
They do. If you go to, I don't have it in front of me. I'm in the car right now. I'm sorry. I should have been prepared, but it's right off the 95. It's, I think, Green Valley. But if you go to Facebook, you can find it, First Person Care Clinic, or you can check out the website, First Person Care Clinic CC, or it's firstpersoncc.org. firstpersoncc.org, and that'll have all the information there, all the services we provide, and all the address information. One other thing, I have to make a correction. I said the wrong day for our next event. It's actually this Sunday the 14th. So from 8 a.m. to 11, on the corner of Four Master and Las Vegas Boulevard. You can also check out our website, which is hydratingthehomeless.vegas. Hydratingthehomeless.vegas. And you can learn more about us and ways to get involved and keep up to date on our events and all the good stuff. So, we want to reach out to anyone else who's trying to help. They can also reach out to us, and we're more than happy to promote them on our site, for no fee or anything like that. We'll promote them on our Facebook page as well. We're all about working together, so we want to work together with as many people and as many causes as we can. So anyone, please reach out to us.
All right. Well, I'm sure my listeners are very grateful for that information, and it's a great opportunity for you to come on our show. We appreciate it. And
no problem.
I'm sure my listeners are really grateful, and we are exceptionally grateful to get that information, because we can put that on our Facebook page too, so that people can come to Gregory's Stories and get the information that they heard about on the radio show. So we definitely are trying to come together with everybody that's helping the homeless in Las Vegas. And we
Sounds
don't know
great,
how
Sounds
broad
great.
your organization works, but I'm sure there's some people that are listening to the show that are calling in from other states, and maybe, you might be able to expand and do some work in some other states, huh? How about that?
We would love it. So we actually, although we haven't really reached out to other states other than when Teresa and I travel, we always try to go see the other cities and what's going on and do a little something there. We've actually had folks come in from Arizona, from Utah, from California, come all the way from there to join us here. So, we're ready to reach across the borders and help as many people as we can. So.
All right. Well, that sounds excellent. Okay,
sir. One more thing. I just wanted to give a shout out to my partner here, Teresa. She's the founder. She started this whole thing. This is all happening because of, her efforts and what she's done. She's an amazing person, and I feel lucky to be a part of it. So she's the reason this all got started, and I just wanted to give her a little shout out. So.
Thank you, Carl.
I couldn't do without you, partner.
Thank you.
Well, it takes two. That's what they say. It takes two. So that's
exactly.
A good working combination you have there. That's excellent. Yeah, we had called, and Teresa was the person that I talked to, and she was very pleasurable, and she was willing to come on the show and share your organization with us. So I'm glad, Charles, that you have somebody that takes charge like she does. So that's a good thing. All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's time for us to have another commercial break, because we got to pay our bills. So, Donald, play a song and then play the drop. And we'll be right back.
Thank you for having us.
Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together? No more wars, no more wars, no more wars. Just a little peace in this world. No more wars, no more wars. All we want is some peace in this world. Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together?
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
World, we had our guests call in and tell us about their organization called Hydrating the Homeless, HTH, and you can find them on Facebook and on the internet. You can find the HTH.LasVegas is their website. So thank you, Charles and Teresa, for coming on my show. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm sure you'll be very successful in your venture as far as working with the homeless, and I'm really hoping that you get a lot of volunteers to come forth and continue to help you with your mission. That will be excellent, and I can really feel like I was a part of it, so that's a good thing.
Yes,
nice.
Thank you for having us on.
We can get. Hopefully we can do this again sometime. We'd love to keep it going. So this is going to be a good year for us and for everyone involved. So we appreciate it, sir.
Okay. And your event is going to be on the 14th of October. Just to remind everybody that they're going to be located. Where are you doing that event again? It's going to be on...
Right on the corner of Fourmaster and Las Vegas Boulevard, outside there's a sign. It says the homeless courtyard will be there. You can come down. We'll have a little table set up. You can drop off water. You can drop off ice. Ice is a really big thing that's expensive, and we can never have too much ice. So bring some ice down. We also send out little groups with our rolling coolers, and we can go out because some of the folks, they don't necessarily come out, so you got to go find them. So we got little mobile groups, so you can come drop off, you can come join us, you can come just hang out. But yeah, the more people, the better. And, you know, don't forget to like us on Facebook, share our Facebook page, and yeah, check us out, HydratingTheHomeless.Vegas.
Right. Well, that's excellent. I'm really glad that you two came on my show and you talked to us and shared your information with everybody that's listening, all my listeners, all in Las Vegas and all around the world, because we're trying to stop the homeless. We're trying to give everybody a place to go and a purpose in life. So we have two good workers right here in Las Vegas, and we want to help them with their mission to be successful. So thank you again from Hydrating the Homeless. This is Teresa and Charles, and they're doing what they can do to make the homeless situation better. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. There's a organization called the Nevada. Oh, Donald, help me. Nevada, they're doing a seminar.
Nevada? Nevada Homeless Alliance. Oh, you're talking about the youth event, right?
Right. Yeah, the seminar for the youth. I'm asking you for the name of the organization that's sponsoring that event. It's the Homeless Youth Camp or something like that. They're putting on
Nevada
seminar.
It's the Nevada Partnership for Homeless Youth. And
yeah,
they're having
Nevada
a
partnership.
Right.
A
for
summit.
Youth.
Yeah, they're having
Correct.
A summit for the homeless youth. They're having a lot of speakers. They're having some workshops. And they're having a lot of activities. And we want to invite all of the youth to come out and get some information. They'd be able to talk to counselors, adult counselors, as well as talking to youth counselors about the event. And if they have questions or if they have comments or if they have issues, they can talk to somebody and help them with their problems. So it's a good event. And I recommend that everybody, if you get a chance, go down and support the Homeless Youth Alliance to do that. Because that is, I think it's going to be very positive for all the youth, not just homeless people, but all of the youth. Because they're going to have some speakers that will probably change the lives of a lot of youth in Las Vegas. So definitely check them out and be a participant in the activity. All right. I think it's time for another commercial break. So excuse us while we play a song and drop the commercial spot, and then we'll be back to talk to you some more. All right.
you are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. We've had a real interesting day today. We've talked to some guest speakers that called us and told us about their organization, HIHTH, Hydrating the Homeless. And they're saying that they're going to be located on the 14th, and they'll be giving water away to people that are out on Las Vegas Boulevard. And they'll be at Catholic Charities in the day camp, and they're inviting all of the people, or many people, to come out and volunteer and bring water and bring ice so that they can keep the water cold. And any volunteers that are interested in helping the organization, they'll be glad to have you. All right. And we also want to mention that the organization MEANS, M-E-A-N-S, is still looking for charities to donate food to that want to give food to the homeless. So they're getting food from restaurants and from stores, and they're collecting the food from the restaurants and the stores, and they're giving food to the homeless agencies, the charities that are helping the homeless. So we have them to thank also, and they're doing that on a national level. So they're all over the place. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on the internet. And they are available, I'm sure, for help and to help pass out food to the homeless. Let's see, what else do I want to talk about? The summit that's coming up, the Homeless Summit, Nevada Homeless Summit that they're going to have, and it's going to be in the month of November, but I don't remember the dates. I think it's like the 10th of the month, and it's going to be a good place for them, for the organizers to get together. I said it's going to be for the youth, but it's going to be organizers planning some activities to improve the youth. So I said all the youth could go and get counselors, but really it's going to be activities being planned by adults to help youth out. So take that for what it's worth. I mean, I hope that I gave the organization its proper respect. And I'm always trying to do a little bit more, but, you know, I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to be there for everybody. So, once again, I want to thank our call-in guest from Hydrating the Homeless organization. And, again, they're going to have water given away on the 14th, on Sunday, on the 14th at the city church, the city camp that they have on Foremaster right behind Catholic Charities. And that's on Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street. So on the south side of Catholic Charities, they have a day camp that's run by the city, and you can get water from hydrating the homeless there at that time. Also, you can take showers, and they have bathrooms, and they have computers that you can use to help get birth certificates and other kind of paperwork that you need to get organized here in Las Vegas. So again, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm trying to help the homeless situation. I'm trying to help them get civilized or get situated in Las Vegas. Because I was homeless once, and I know it's kind of tough being out there on the street, and you don't have any place to go, and you don't have nothing to eat, and you don't have any clothes to wear. It's a tough situation. So I'm saying they got organizations that are coming forth that are helping the homeless. We got Marty Mart clothing store. It's a thrift store on Main Street, and it's sponsored by the Reformation Lutheran Church, which is located on St. Louis and 6th Street, right down the street from the Stratosphere. And the church and the thrift store is on Main Street, down the street from the Stratosphere. So it's right around the corner from the church, the Reformation Lutheran Church. And we want you to support the thrift store because it's there to provide clothes and services for homeless people or for low-income people. So go there and get what you need. It's getting ready to be winter time. It's the fall right now, but after the fall comes the winter, and it's going to get cool. And in Vegas, if you've been here a while, you know that when the sun goes down, all of a sudden the cold weather pops up. The wind starts blowing, and we get rain in the city. So get prepared. Get your clothes together. Get your living situation organized because it's going to be time to be inside, people. Yes, I'm telling you, Las Vegas is a beautiful place to visit, but it does get cold, and we're in the desert. So you got to take care of your living arrangements as soon as possible. Yep, that's all I got to say today. I want to thank my guest again for coming on the show and giving us that information about their organization. And the two of them, Teresa and Charles, are working really hard to help the homeless with their situation. And they're trying to provide all of the people with water, which is a necessary ingredient for you to live. You need water to survive. So they're providing water, and they're looking for anybody to bring ice and water to the city camp on Four Master between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street. So that's the show for today. I want to give a shout out to my little brother, Big Nasty, because today is his birthday. He's 46 years old today, and he's my baby brother, but he's doing as much as he can because he's holding down the fort in L.A. while I'm here in Vegas, and while my other brother is my engineer, and he's operating out of Oakland, California. So we want to give a happy birthday shout-out to my little brother, to Dennis Gerard. He's known as Big Nasty. So he's the sponsor of my radio show, and I appreciate it. Yeah, we have a song for him. Play the song, Donald, and then play the end of the show drop. Good night, y'all. I'll see you later. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you're a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.